Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. How reliable is America? How do America's partner and friends look at America's dependability? Are they still convinced of America's leadership role, or are they looking for an alternative? And if so, is that alternative going to be on friendly terms with America? Pat Buchanan recently wrote an editorial, and on March 11, Newsmax published this editorial as follows. Putin's ambition, his goal, his dream appear transparent: to bring home to the bosom of Mother Russia the diaspora Russians left behind in the lost 14 republics when the USSR splintered and came apart. Those housing significant Russian minorities are Ukraine, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and the Baltic republics of Latvia and Estonia. Would we really go to war with Russia if Russia invaded our NATO ally Estonia? Would we declare war on a nuclear-armed Russia to prevent it? The Biden administration has said again and again that the U.S. will defend every inch of NATO territory. Will we? In World War II, Americans did not go to war with Germany for Great Britain when it declared war on Hitler's Germany and then was defeated in France. We went to war with Germany only when Hitler declared war on us 4 days after Pearl Harbor in December 1941. And so it is highly doubtful that the United States or NATO would declare war on Russia if Putin were to invade a NATO member state. And Putin knows this. But what if Putin were to march towards Berlin and Germany would be left in the cold? Now that is why the EU, under German leadership, is desperate in creating a European army. Israel 365 added on March 14. When House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Israel last month, her expected statement was the U.S. support for Israel's security and regional stability, and that it remains ironclad. But it seems to have been nothing more than a canned formality as far as Jerusalem is concerned. Knesset member and former health minister Edelstein is the latest voice from the Israeli establishment admitting that Washington can no longer be relied upon in case of war with Iran. And Israel is not the only one who no longer sees Washington as a reliable ally. It includes journalists throughout the Arab world. And now CNN entered the debate, and Fox News wrote on March 13. CNN's Farid Zakaria said Sunday that America was losing its hold on the world stage, emphasizing that the signs were everywhere. One of the defining features of the new era is that it is post-American. By that I mean that the Pax Americana, the American peace of the past three decades, is over, he said. He pointed to the UAE and Saudi Arabia's officials' unwillingness to accept a phone call from President Biden as evidence of American decline, and Biden tried to call them to work with them about further oil production. Zakaria pointed to the Biden administration's inability to lead a joint response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine as further evidence of American decline. Consider that Israel and India have refused to describe Putin's actions as an invasion, and that they, including Saudi Arabia, including UAE, have made it clear they will continue to do business with Russia, he said. So America's decline is undeniable. But now comes a big miscalculation on Zakaria's part. He goes on to say, the greatest strategic opportunity lies with Europe, which could use this challenge to stop being the passive international actor it has been for decades. We now see signs that the Europeans are ready to end the era of free security by raising defense spending and securing NATO's eastern border. If Europe becomes a strategic player on the world stage, that could be the biggest geopolitical shift to emerge from this war. A United States joined by a focused and unified Europe would be a super alliance. The problem is, a European army will emerge, but it will not be in alliance with the United States. It will be in opposition to it. And this will be a surprising and most unexpected development for most people. Our free booklet, Europe in Prophecy, is going to explain to you from the pages of the Bible why this is so and what is going to happen. Please ask for a free copy today. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.